The open enrollment period has started for people looking to sign up for coverage through the Massachusetts Health Connector, the state's online health insurance marketplace. Open enrollment at the Health Connector started on November 1st and will run through January 23, 2019. During this time, people can renew their current insurance for another year or sign up for new coverage. There are enrollment specialists known as navigators who are available to provide in-person help for people to obtain insurance. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Jason Lefferts, the spokesman for the Health Connector.
We want people who don't have health insurance to sign up. Massachusetts is a national leader in health care. We have about 97% of everyone covered. We want everyone to have access to affordable health care. And we also want to remind people who already have health insurance they need to stay covered next year. The federal penalties are going away, but the state mandate remains in place. It always has since 2006. So if you're a Massachusetts resident and you don't have health insurance, you could be facing a tax penalty.
What are the choices people have this year? How many companies are offering coverage? How many different plans? And what are we talking about in terms of price?
Sure. So we have 9 carriers, upwards of 50 plans, depending on where you live. Certainly here, H&E, BMC Healthcare, the big carriers are all in play here. In terms of premiums, premiums went up across the board about 5% this year, certainly much better than the year before when we were trying to shore up the loss of federal subsidy. We had a lot of plans last year that were upwards of 20% in terms of increases. This year, it's a lot more manageable. We still have, obviously, for people who are lower income, our Connector Care program, that's low premiums that are set according to your income. The co-pays are, $10 or $15, and there's no deductible. So I think for people who buy health care, buy health insurance, they know that's a pretty good, it makes it far more accessible for people and affordable to get health insurance.
With such a spike in the premiums last year because of the change in federal funding, I know the advice for people was to shop around. Is that still the advice this year for people who, is take advantage of this open enrollment period and get the best deal you can get?
Yes, shopping is always a good idea. There are options out there. If you're in Connector Care, you have a few options, and the benefits are the same. The prices are a little bit different. You're really sort of network shopping at that point. A lot of people do pick the lowest cost plan, which is great. That's what it's there for. If you're not getting subsidy, if you're buying on the open market, you certainly should be shopping. You may be able to find something a little bit better. And I think particularly for people who are in our unsubsidized silver plans that saw that big increase last year, we have new plans this year. They're called low gold plans. They have a little bit richer benefits, and in some cases the cost is actually less than the silver plan they're in already, or close enough to make it worth it on the back end and not pay so much when you go to the doctor.
Is there an average premium that people pay?
Our average premium, I believe, is about $330 for this year.
That's a month.
That's per month.
Yep.
And that's unsubsidized. That's before any subsidy. Yep. That's the lowest average exchange premium in the country, according to the federal government.
How many are currently enrolled? What's the target for next year, for this coming year?
So, we did last year encourage people to leave the Health Connector to try to shop for lower cost insurance. We don't feel like that's the case this year. But last year when we went through that, our enrollment stayed pretty much stable through open enrollment. Since then, we've grown. We were probably about 235,000 a year ago. We're at 260,000 now. We would like to keep just that gradual increase going, through open enrollment and into next year.
Explain the navigators to me. I know that program has been around for a while, but explain how that works.
Yep. So we just did another procurement for our navigators. They're going to be with us for 2 years. The navigator in Springfield is Caring Health Center. They do a great job for us. People can call, make an appointment. They can stop by. But either way, they're going to sit down with someone one-on-one at a computer. They're going to help walk you through the application. They're going to figure out what kind of insurance you qualify for, and they're going to help you pick that plan, and you can walk out the door with coverage for the next month. So they do a really good job. Caring Health Center is here. In Springfield, we have the Hilltown Health Center north of here, and then we have EcuHealth in North Adams.